I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers the 8 days in December of 1972 that changed Pittsburgh sports forever. 1972 is a year that evokes strong memories, both good and bad, in western Pennsylvania. Last week's program focused on Tropical Storm Agnes and how she wreaked havoc and flooding all around the town of Kane in June and July of 1972. This week we revisit some other events of that year and their impact on our region and on the rest of the country. In early September, after the floodwaters of summer had subsided in western Pennsylvania, local fans of the Summer Olympics looked on in horror as 11 Israeli athletes were taken hostage by gunmen in Olympic Village in Munich. The hostages were eventually shot and killed, along with three of their captors, in a tense drama that cast a pall on the Summer Games. Meanwhile, the pages of the Kane Republican were brimming with the Watergate scandal in Washington. A few weeks later, Washington Post reporters Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein broke the news of the massive campaign of political spying and sabotage on behalf of the Nixon administration. The story and the subsequent investigation ultimately led to the president resigning 2 years later. On September 30th, with several Kane fans in attendance, Pirates superstar Roberto Clemente smacked his 3,000th hit against the New York Mets. He was only the 11th player in history to do so at the time and became the first Latino. On October 11th, the 1972 Pittsburgh Pirates appeared headed to their second consecutive World Series as Clemente and his Buccos took a 3-2 lead in the ninth inning in the decisive game of the National League Championship Series against the Cincinnati Reds. After Reds star Johnny Bench homered to tie the game, a wild pitch brought home the winning run, sinking the Pirate ship and breaking the hearts of baseball fans in Kane. It would be the great Clemente's last game. But the Pittsburgh Steelers gave great hope to Pennsylvania sports fans, and the team continued to soar to new heights in raucous Three River Stadium. Girella's Gorillas dressed up as great apes to cheer Roy Girella, and Franco's Italian Army exhorted former Penn State star Franco Harris with their enthusiastic cheers. Linebacker Jack Ham, also a former star at Penn State, had his Dobre Shunka fan club, which was Slovak for good ham. After 40 years of mediocrity and misery, the 1972 Steelers hosted their first-ever playoff game against the Oakland Raiders on Saturday, December 23rd. Earlier that morning, wire services were reporting a massive earthquake in Nicaragua with thousands of casualties. When Roberto Clemente awoke, his thoughts were with his friends there, having spent most of November in Managua with a Puerto Rican all-star team. On a gray afternoon in Pittsburgh, the Steelers and Raiders slugged it out in a scoreless first half. In the second half, two Girella field goals had the Steelers clinging to a 6-0 lead with just over a minute left in the game. Incredibly, Raiders quarterback Ken Stabler somehow gimped, ambled, and rambled, untouched, to a 30-yard touchdown, sucking the air out of Three Rivers. With the Steelers down to one last play with only 22 seconds remaining, fans all over western Pennsylvania prayed for a miracle. St. Jude, the patron saint of lost causes, must have been checking his messages. In what would become known in both football and evangelical lore as the Immaculate Reception, Franco Harris grabbed a hopeless and harmless ricochet off his shoe tops and sped untouched for a game-winning touchdown. On that December afternoon, just 2 days before Christmas, Pittsburgh Steelers football was redefined for once and all. although they dropped the American Football Conference championship game to the Miami Dolphins the following week, the Steelers were hapless losers no more. The prayers of the masses were answered that afternoon. Odds are, if you watched the game on the hilltop, that you remember exactly where you were that day. Legendary acts of faith frequently come at high price. Believing in the impossible through years of suffering takes a heavy toll. Only 8 days later, the cost of the miraculous intercession was made clear when Pittsburgh's greatest sports hero, Roberto Clemente, was killed in a plane crash on a mission of mercy to deliver financial aid and supplies to Guatemala on New Year's Eve. Through his own fearless, selfless, and undying spirit of humanity, he paid the ultimate price. When the new year dawned and the news spread, his fans on the hilltop and around the world deeply mourned his passing. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.